From the Carver Center for Public Radio, this is Ozarks at Large for Friday, October 18th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is sponsored in part by the University of Arkansas Women's Giving Circle, whose mission is to transform and expand women's giving to university programs and research through a collective voice. Support for KUAF comes from the Community Clinic, helping people lead healthy lives by providing health care for all in Northwest Arkansas. Serving the community for over 15 years with locations in Springdale, Rogers, Siloam Springs, and Fayetteville. Healthy people, healthy community. On the web at communityclinicnwa.org. Ahead on Ozarks, in about 20 minutes, the gavel has come down to begin a special session of the Arkansas Legislature. Chris Hickey reports on the opening afternoon of a session dedicated to solving, if only temporarily, a projected spike in insurance rates for public school employees in Arkansas. Plus, our usual Friday conversations with Michael Tilley from thecitywire.com and Becca Martin-Brown from Northwest Arkansas Newspapers. And Antoinette Grajeda tries to discover the lure of following festivals for one retailer who's selling her wares right now at Mulberry Mountain for the Yonder Mountain String Band's Harvest Festival. And we'll have music inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio with the Trash Can Bandits. First, a special session of the Arkansas Legislature is underway to address a hike in health insurance for the state's 47,000 public school employees. Before the session began, two bills to fix teacher insurance were to go under consideration by the legislature. Although in a burst of last-minute filings, 13 bills are now under consideration, some of which are alternate measures to deal with the program, which could cause a 50% premium hike for teachers and school district staff at the beginning of next year. Governor Beebe called the session after he and legislative leaders determined they had enough votes to pass the needed measures. A consensus of lawmakers wants to appropriate $43 million to the program to steady rates next year and to provide additional fixes to have rates increase only 10% a year, closer to the national average. At issue with some representatives is a measure to have wealthier districts contribute to the state a base rate of property tax, which they currently do not have to contribute if they already meet requirements for per-student funding. House Speaker Davy Carter said after adjournment last night he still expects the Assembly to conclude its business in 3 days. Many residents in Harrison are upset over a billboard erected this week that says anti-racist is a code word for anti-white. Mayor Jeff Crockett says he and others view the sign as derogatory, hateful, and racist. He says Harrison does not need any of that type of publicity because of the image it's had in the past.
There has been a movement over the years by a nationally known hate group over the years that has tried to depict our area as an all-white area and that is not accommodating to minorities, and that's not true at all. They're located out in a rural, very rural, remote area, about 15 miles outside of town. They do not reflect the opinion of our community at all, as can well be seen with the number of people that have come out and spoke out about this billboard.
The group Crockett is referring to is the Ku Klux Klan, which has had its headquarters near the town. While he's opposed to the message on the billboard, the mayor says the person who paid to put it up does have a constitutional right to free speech. Meanwhile, Tom Robb, a man associated with a division of the Ku Klux Klan in Harrison, hasn't outright denied association with the billboard. He has used his Facebook page to voice his support of the new sign. More parks will be built in Siloam Springs in the next few years. City Communications Director Holland Hayden says the city has a few projects in the works.
One of those does include that Rosebud Trailer Park being demolished and being taken and utilized for a beautiful space for a Southside park. Right now we have some conceptual renderings. They are just conceptual at this point, but that is something that's really important, is to provide the people that live on the south side of 412 here in Siloam Springs a park. It's more of a large-scale pocket park, if you will. It's not a massive city acreage park, but it's a large-scale pocket park.
But that's just one of a handful of parks to be developed through the next year.
This year, 2013 and 2014, there will be over $2 million put into our park system, and that includes a Southside Park. It includes a large soccer complex. It's going to have 3 regulation-sized fields. It is a very, very large area. We hope to draw tournaments. And additionally, the Siloam Springs Whitewater Recreation Park on the Illinois River.
The $2 million being invested in Siloam Springs Parks is coming from the Walton Family Foundation, as well as from city coffers. Governor Mike Beebe yesterday appointed Frank Scott Jr. of Little Rock to the Arkansas Highway Commission. He replaces John Burkhalter, who resigned from the commission, to make a bid for lieutenant governor in next year's general election. Scott is a bank executive with First Security Bank and also sits on the boards of directors for the Little Rock Port Authority and Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Arkansas. He also spent 5 years on the governor's policy staff and was the governor's director of intergovernmental affairs before taking his current job. The appointment will expire January 14, 2017. A pair of streets on the west side of the University of Arkansas campus in Fayetteville will be closed beginning tomorrow. Razorback Road between Mitchell and Nettleship Streets and Leroy Pond from Razorback Road to Clinton Drive will close beginning at 7 tomorrow morning to allow for installation of new water and sewer mains. The project is part of preparations for future widening of Razorback Road between Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Nettleship Street. The roads will be closed to all through traffic through Tuesday. However, lots 60 and 62 will have access via Clinton Drive. The Arkansas Union at the U of A in Fayetteville has been ranked one of the best student unions in the country. It was ranked 17th in the list, the top 25 most amazing campus students union in the country. Topping the list is the student union at Oklahoma State University in Stillwater. 70% chance of rain tonight. Lows in northwest Arkansas in the mid-30s, mid-40s tonight for the Arkansas River Valley. Tomorrow, 30% chance of rain early in the morning, say before 8 o'clock. Highs tomorrow throughout the region, 61 to 65. And Saturday night, clear. Lows from 36 to 41.